And whose graven images did excel them of Jerusalem and of Samaria? Shall I not, as I have done unto Samaria and her idols, so do to Jerusalem and her idols? Wherefore it shall come to pass that when the Lord hath performed his whole work upon Mount Zion and upon Jerusalem, I will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his high looks. Now, what is the work of the Lord on Mount Zion and Jerusalem in the last days? It's the finishing of the perfecting of his character in his people. And when is that work finished? Well, it's finished when human probation closes. And when human probation closes, then the papacy is going to receive its punishment. When the argument between Sabbath and Sunday no longer matters, when every one has taken their stand and Christ finishes the work of the most holy place, then the seven last plagues begin. Then the wine press is ready to roll forward. The threshing has arrived. And it says here, he will punish the fruit of the stout heart of the king of Assyria and the glory of his high looks. This is another way to say what Daniel says in Daniel 11:44. He will come to his end. The king of the north will come to his end and none shall help. Continuing on, here's what this haughty Assyrian says. For he saith, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent, and I have removed the bounds of the people, and have robbed the treasures, and I have put down the inhabitants like a valiant man. We had time to look at what are the bounds of the people. We read a quote in this study already, the hedge of mankind, if they would understand it, is God's law. And this haughty Assyrian has removed the bounds. He's removed the hedge. He's changed the laws. He thinks to change times and laws. Continuing on. And my hand hath found as a nest the riches of the people, and as one that gathereth eggs that are left, have I gathered all the earth, and there was none that moved wing or opened a mouth or peeped. And part of the story of modern Babylon, if you remember Revelation 16, the beast and the dragon and the false prophet, what did they do? They gather all the earth to Armageddon, to Megiddo, to the valley of Jezreel, to the place where Gideon carried on his battle. Continuing on, shall the axe boast itself against him that heweth therewith, or shall the saw magnify itself against that shaketh it, as if the rod should shake itself against them that lift it up, or as if the staff should lift up itself as if it were no wood? Therefore shall the Lord of hosts send among his fat ones leanness, and under his glory he shall kindle a burning like a burning fire, and the light